We Energies provides electricity and gas for more than 2 million customers in Wisconsin. If you look at the utility's 2013 graph of the fuel it uses to generate power, more than 43% comes from coal.
We have a setup where not only is it
a whitish plume pours out of a tall smokestack along Lake Michigan in Oak Creek.
That is 99% water vapor.
Brian Manthe is a spokesman for We Energies. According to the U.S. Energy Department, the Oak Creek operation is among the last coal-fired plants to go online. Many have been turning to natural gas, but Manthe says We Energies knew coal would remain a viable option. So in addition to building this facility, it converted others to gas and maintained a diversified portfolio.
Whether it's nuclear, renewable, natural gas, coal, we've been able to incorporate those in so that we're able to be flexible for our customers so that when we buy fuel for any of those facilities, we're able to do so at a way that's most cost-effective for the customers.
As for concerns that burning fossil fuels dirties the air, Manthe says the utility has cut emissions by 80% since 2000. The second biggest source of its fuel is natural gas, followed by nuclear energy. We Energies buys its nuclear power from the Point Beach plant. When it comes to renewable energy, the utility gets 5% from green sources. It had to start tapping those when the state mandated that Wisconsin get 10% of its energy from renewables by 2015. We Energies has since built a few wind farms and a biomass operation, but purchases a large portion of its green energy.
This is where the gas comes in, and you see there. Various manifolds and all this.
In just a few months, the utility will start buying energy from the Forest County Potawatomi. It's building a plant in Milwaukee's Menominee Valley to turn waste from the food and beverage industry into power. Tribal Attorney General Jeff Crawford joined me on a tour.
How's that for radio?
That's actually kind of cool. We are inside one of these massive tanks.
Crawford says these tanks will one day hold 2.6 million gallons of waste. It should generate 2 megawatts of power.
That would be about a third of what the tribe uses as a whole.
Crawford says ultimately, the Potawatomi want to produce all the energy they need from clean sources.
One of the things that we've done is just listen to what the elders have been telling us. The environment is changing. The leaves are changing. The species of the animals are changing. Their migration periods are changing. The weather patterns are changing. They were seeing this way before the scientists because they were out in the woods.
For the first 7 years, the tribe will sell all its power to We Energies. While Wisconsin is shooting for 10% renewable power by 2015, it's currently at 8. Neighbors Minnesota and Illinois are reaching for 25% renewables by 2025. Former Democratic Governor Jim Doyle pushed for the same here, but concerns swirled about costs. Already, the cost of electricity in Wisconsin is 13th highest in the nation. Bob Norquist works for the State Public Service Commission. It oversees utilities. He says costs here are high because the state had to make big investments starting in the 1990s to prevent power shortages.
We had to start building a lot of power plants and transmission lines. We've built 6,000 to 7,000 megawatts of power in the state. And to put that in context, the total demand for the state is about 14,000 to 15,000 megawatts.
Norquist predicts the cost of electricity will creep up in other states as they make necessary investments. As for the future of green energy in Wisconsin's portfolio, that decision rests with lawmakers. Right now, once the state achieves its 10% goal, the plan is to maintain. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.